Our sermon today is based on a reading from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 1 through 5. Now concerning the times and the seasons, brothers and sisters, you do not need to have anything written to you, for you yourselves know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. When they say there is peace and security, then sudden destruction will come upon them as labor pains come upon a pregnant woman, and there will be no escape. But you, beloved, are not in darkness for that day to surprise you like a thief, for you are all children of light and children of the day. We are not of the night or of the darkness. So then let us not fall asleep as others do, but let us keep awake and be sober, for those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober. Thank you, God, for being with us morning, noon, evening, and nighttime. I so appreciate the practicality of the Zia people as evidenced by their Zia symbol that we find on the New Mexico state flag and in other places. Technically, respectfully, we're not supposed to misuse the Zia symbol, like having it on a t-shirt or getting a Zia tattoo, which is very tempting. The Zia Pueblo people found a certain sacredness in the cycles of life, in the parts of the day, in the four seasons, and in the four directions, all revolving around the endless circle of the sun. They certainly were on to something. The Zia symbol recognizes and celebrates the harmony in the natural world. The Zia Pueblo people were well aware of the progression and stages of life, and they're probably like me in finding consolation in the thought of an orderly aspect to life, especially during these decidedly disorderly times. The seasons know their places. It will never be spring, winter, summer, fall. Of course, it will be cold sometimes in the summer and warm sometimes in the winter, but the seasons will always occur in their proper order, one season following another. And the times of the day will stay in proper place too. Morning will be followed by noon, which will be followed by evening, which will be followed by night. That should be a comforting realization for anyone with anxiety. These seemingly opposing pairs, night slash day, summer slash winter, east slash west, they all need each other to exist. We have to have winter so we can appreciate summer. We have to have nighttime so we can appreciate daytime. Even the darkest night will be followed eventually by a new bright dawn. As the psalmist wrote, weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. The time when you gain a new perspective, the time when you can see clearly, the time when there are no shadows. That's why some good advice for a prickly problem or tiresome trouble is to sleep on it. Get a good night's sleep. Everything will look better in the morning. We all need a dose of nightness now and then. Night is when we sleep. Night is when we relax and prepare for the next day. Night is when we dream. Night can be comforting and comfortable, but it's sometimes terrifying because it can be the time of dark and deadly deeds. Paul says the return of the Lord will be like a thief in the night, at a time when we least expect it, at a time when perhaps we have dropped our guard, at a time when we're not prepared, at a time when we think everything is okay and we'll stay that way, when we say to ourselves, as Paul wrote, there is peace and security and everything is all right. Jesus made a similar observance. Keep awake, therefore, for you do not know at what hour your Lord is coming. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Jesus doesn't mean for us to be paranoid, staying up all night with fear and trembling, dreading the coming dawn. He doesn't mean for us, as Paul iterates, to be cavalier about the whole thing, partying and drinking without a care for the morrow. He wants us to live somewhere in between, watchful but living right, not giving in to debauchery, but remaining awake and sober, sleeping when we have to. When you were a child, were you afraid of the dark? Did you have to sleep with a nightlight on? Something to keep the monsters and shadows at bay. Something to give you comfort and reassurance. Paul says we are children of the light. So as such, even when it's dark, we have light In fact, we are light. So even when times are tough, we have hope. Even when we have doubts, we still have faith. Paul might have been writing to people who were beginning to get weary waiting for the Lord's return. In Paul's time, everyone expected Jesus to come back any day, any minute, any second. But as the months and years went by, they began to think maybe Jesus wasn't coming back after all. Paul was trying to boost their spirits, trying to encourage them to stay strong and focused and faithful. They shouldn't drop their guard or give up hope. They should wait with patience for this long night to end, for indeed it will. Sometimes the night and the darkness seem to be never ending. Sometimes it feels like the new day, and the day we all long and hope for, the day of Jesus' return. We fear that day will never get here. It's tempting to give in to the night, to think, well, since Jesus hasn't come back yet, I might as well do just whatever, because it doesn't look like he plans to return anytime soon. Or has he actually forgotten about us? Oh, perish that thought. Paul encourages the Thessalonian believers and us as well to keep on keeping on, to keep hoping when our hope seems futile, even ridiculous, to keep trusting in God's promises, that even when it seems like God has forgotten what God promised to do, trust me, God hasn't forgotten. And trust me, Jesus wants to return to us just as much as we want him to come back. But just as the Zia Pueblo people have taught us, things have to follow the proper protocols. You can no more rush Jesus to return than you can rush winter to get over with so we can have spring. This is part of God's plan too. And God is a God of order and rightness, all things in their proper place and at their proper time. There's nothing we can do to rush God, nothing we can do to poke God into acting until God is good and ready to act. So we wait for the night to pass and turn to day, knowing, as we have learned, that the day must follow night. It has to. It never hasn't. The Zia symbol also reminds us to live in the present, in the here and now. We can and we should look ahead, but not too far ahead. We can't speed up time, nor can we slow it down. Time is what it is. And as much as we admire the spiritual philosophy of the Zia Pueblo people for their concise and precise depiction of the circle of life, all our times and seasons revolving around the sun, they did leave one thing out. As we heard in the scripture from Revelation, there's going to come a time when night is no more. There's going to come a dawn that is the last dawn of all the dawns, a day of eternal and endless light, a day when there is no longer a sun or a moon, a day when the glory of God shines at its fullest and finest, and the light of Christ illuminates all hearts and all minds and the universe. As the hymn says, the darkness will turn to dawning and the dawning to noonday bright, and we will never have night again. No more darkness, no more secrets, nothing hidden any longer. Dark, closed minds will be opened. Unlit, uncaring eyes will be brightened. The sleepers will be awakened. Those doing dark, dastardly deeds will be rebuked and punished. But we who are awake and woke will find satisfaction in the sunrise and serenity in the Son of God as he comes to us at last. We can endure the night because we are children of the light and we know the day is coming. So be sure to get a good night's sleep because we're about to be busy in the morning. Let us pray. God, help us make it through the night. Help us have hope. Help us watch and be sober as we await the return of Jesus Christ. We thank you for welcoming us into your embrace and making us children of your light. Amen.